Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation where maybe, just maybe, they may be making some progress on Capitol Hill, actually getting an overwhelming Senate vote in favor of an infrastructure bill. For God's sake, it takes them this much and this much effort to figure out that we're going to spend some money to repair bridges to prevent them from falling down, that we're going to fix roadways, that we're going to fix some of the basic structures of our life. It has also taken us a very long time to get more clear on the question of vaccines and public health and what is the government's business. I know that in Virginia, they had a angry school board meeting because they were talking about reopening schools, which is very important. And literally, there seems to be a virtually 100% agreement that the experiment, and it was an experiment, with online education was a disaster. It didn't work. And now they're talking about reopening schools, but they're talking about reopening schools with masking policy, particularly in states where the vaccination rate is low and the new infection rate is high. And one of the parents in this school board meeting, and it's very striking, was very, very angry, and he said, "I don't want you to talk about my child and my child's mask. My child is none of your business. Do your job. Just do your job." Well, it is part of a school administrator's job. It is part of a teacher's job to protect a child's health, especially when that health is directly related to the health of his fellow students and to other people who are sending their kids to school and actually do believe that COVID is a serious threat and a problem. Talking about government's job, there was a very interesting exchange today at a press conference with Mayor de Blasio. And Mayor de Blasio, who has been, I think by common consent, one of the least effective mayors in certainly recent New York City history. Worse than David Dinkins. Yeah, worse than Abe Beame. He's not been a very successful mayor, not at all. But he did a press conference today with Richard Gottfried, and they both were speaking about the importance of getting government workers, and of course there are a lot of them in New York. New York has more city employees per capita than any other city. It has more city employees per the population. And Richard Gottfried represents, he's a member of the State Assembly who is coming down to New York to appear with Mayor de Blasio. And he covers the 75th Assembly District, which covers a big part of central Midtown Manhattan. And he's chair of the New York State Assembly Health Committee since 1987. He's also the leading state health policymaker plays a prominent role not only in New York, but nationally. And this is Representative Gottfried, Richard Gottfried, speaking today in New York City. Listen.
You know, when Thomas Jefferson listed the rights that governments are instituted to ensure, the first on the list was life. And we do a lot in government to try to protect people's life and health and safety. You know, we don't let people drive 75 miles an hour on city streets. We don't let employers make you work overtime without compensation. We don't let children work in factories. And public employees should not be coming to work if they're if there is a danger that they will spread a deadly disease to the worker at the next desk or the public that they deal with.
Okay. And by the way, he's not the first one in New York to actually insist on vaccines. You know who was? Really, I mean, seriously, this is somebody before the U.S. government was even established, George Washington. President Washington, long before he was president, long before the Constitution, in fact, even before the Declaration of Independence, so before there was an America, he had just been appointed commander of the Continental Army. And he insisted that the Continental Army, the army that won the Revolutionary War, needed to get smallpox vaccines. And there were anti-vaxxers because smallpox vaccines were still relatively new. Why did Washington feel so strongly about it? Because he had had smallpox when he was a teenager. He had gone down with his brother Lawrence because his brother Lawrence was dying from consumption, from tuberculosis. They had gone down to the West Indies, and George got very sick there. And apparently people who knew him, who saw him, you could still see the effects of the smallpox on his skin, which is why sometimes in the portraits he looks powdered to try to cover that up. And it was a big advantage for the American side in the Civil War. In the Revolutionary War. And American side in the Civil War I don't know about, but in the Revolutionary War, certainly. President Theodore Roosevelt, who, of course, is another Republican great, another Rushmore president. Not that Washington was a Republican great. He was president. He lived before the Republican Party even existed, but he enunciated a number of very clear Republican ideals, and one of them is that it is the job of any government deriving its just power from the consent of the governed, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, to help protect people. Especially against threats that are imminent and very much at hand. For instance, President Roosevelt was proud to have pushed forward the Pure Food and Drug Act, the idea that, you couldn't just throw rotten entrails from various slaughtered animals into sausages. When they used to talk about you don't want to see what goes into sausages, you really didn't want to see it. And there's all kinds of famous stories about the exposure of what was going on in terms of packaging the food that people were producing and sending around the country. Under the Constitution, the federal government has the right to regulate interstate commerce. And some of that interstate commerce meant dead cats that were going into sausages and other things. This was all exposed in a socialist novel called The Jungle by one of America's most prominent socialists, Upton Sinclair. And Sinclair said, I wanted to touch America's heart, talking about the plight of oppressed workers, but I actually touched their stomach. Well, he actually touched their brain, which is that there are certain things where it is appropriate to try to protect people from getting sick. That's why we have hospitals. That's why we spend so much. We spend in America more than any other nation on earth on medical care. And for us to now ignore the opportunity to literally redeem our economy, to allow us to go back to doing so many of the things we like to do, it's because of the vaccines that we can go back to Disneyland, right, for people who want to do that, that we can go see the Mariners win the playoff position to which they are destined. Hey, come on, three in a row over Oakland, pretty good. You can see that, actually, not just on TV. Why? Thank the vaccines. We will be right back on some of the latest from the White House and from the governor of Alabama coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
MedVet Show. The ongoing debate, it does seem to be about far more than vaccinations, because the number of people who actually believe the vaccinations are dangerous seems to be, thank God, very small. But there are a lot of people who believe, according to surveys and analysis, that they're not necessary, that they might have effects that they are hiding or concealing, and who resent the idea of anything that the government is pushing. And this is one of the things that, frankly, should be an issue in the upcoming election, would be returning some kind of faith in our crucial institutions. That was part of what David Shribman was writing about in a good piece that appeared in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which is that that right now the polarization remains so profound because we are seeing polarization, levels of polarization that we just are not used to, says Kenneth D. Wald, a University of Florida political scientist. And he says January 6th is an example of the way the two parties live in different worlds. They inhabit different information networks. The Republicans live in Fox News and they don't trust newspapers. Democrats have different information and listen to MSNBC. Actually, they don't. Nobody listens to MSNBC. And one of the facts about Democrats is Democrats consume less news. They read fewer newspapers. They do. And this is one of the reasons that Fox News always dominates the ratings, and one of the reasons that we have a medium like talk radio on the right, and it doesn't really exist on the left, is because Republicans seem to be more involved with politics. But that doesn't stop Democrats from distrusting Republicans and distrusting the Republican sources of news. Democrats have different information, listen to MSNBC. The magnitude of all our divisions has increased because of the number of information sources. I think that's true. There's reason to be very worried. And I think that's true, and I think what we're going through is an indication of that. Bob in Federal Way, Washington. Bob, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I think people are afraid they've been misled and lied to. Good vaccine information was embargoed before the election. And before the election, a number of politicians and pundits said they didn't have confidence themselves in the vaccine process or vaccinations. And nobody wants to own up to that. So naturally, people are skeptical.
Well, again, I when you say naturally people are skeptical, when you say that good vaccine information wasn't available, President Trump was president of the United States. And you remember he used to do those daily briefings, and the daily briefings were a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but I think he was even cautious about not wanting to claim progress on the vaccines before they came out. And see, what a lot of people forget is that basically there was a transition in the midst of a very much disputed election. And I think that a lot of people, when you say that basically that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden dismissed the possibility of a vaccine working, they were very contemptuous about Trump's involvement, which is why I agree with the statement by Sarah Sanders and others that one of the ways that people could make progress on getting people to get their vaccines would be to give President Trump credit and basically say, look, President Trump was actually prophetic and effective in developing Operation Warp Speed and getting these vaccines made. Now it's up to us to do the rest of the job and make sure they get into arms. I appreciate your call, but to say that people lied, like Dr. Fauci lied about the vaccines or their development or their possibility of working, all of this is happening in real time. And we're trying to figure out the best thing to do. The whole idea that we may need, and we all may need it, a booster shot. I'm getting my tetanus booster shot, too. It's been 11 years, and I'm supposed to get a tetanus booster. And why wouldn't you? Appreciate your call. Let us go to the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey. And she's very conservative. I mean, she's in Alabama. That's the, by many standards, the most conservative state in the country. And she said this over the weekend about the vaccines and the importance of the vaccines. Here's Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, clip six.
What is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
But as the leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do. These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain. You know, we've got to get folks to take the shot. It's their job to take care of themselves and us as well. We can't do that for them. All we can do is everybody take the shot themselves. So encourage others to do likewise.
Okay, again, that comes awfully close to blaming the unvaccinated. And again, the last thing America needs is some tendency to enhance the blame game and the division and the people who disagree with me are bad guys. Dr. Fauci also came close to that on Fox News. He was on with Neil Cavuto. And he talked about the fact that we do have so many unvaccinated people, half of American adults who haven't completed their vaccinations, that it has an impact. Listen, this is clip two.
If you don't get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated, you will have the continual circulation and replication of the virus in the community. There are enough unvaccinated people that this could go on for a considerable period of time. There will be hospitalizations, there will be deaths, and every death and every hospitalization, particularly every death, is a tragic, avoidable phenomenon.
Okay, so what does need to be done to avoid that phenomenon? And what about political protests at the Olympic Games? Believe it or not, that's still an issue. And in fact, there are two sports legends, one of whom is calling for more political protests and another of whom is standing up against them. Which sports icons? We will let you know coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. combat mission in Iraq is coming to an end. President Biden making it official during a meeting with Iraq's prime minister at the White House.
The sacrifices that so many have made to build the U.S.-Iraq partnership has been real and it's consequential. And my administration is committed to strengthening that partnership.
Biden saying remaining U.S. forces will be acting primarily in an advisory role and will be involved in counterterrorism efforts. The number of fully vaccinated Americans is approaching 50%. The CDC saying that number stands at just over 49% of the total population, which comes out to be 163 million Americans. People 12 and older are currently eligible for the vaccine to protect themselves against the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the big questions that has been raised at the movie theaters recently has been, who's greater, LeBron or MJ, Michael Jordan? And basically, I can tell you with all certainty that LeBron gives more of an effort as an actor. He actually tries to be an actor in the new Space Jam movie, Space Jam: A New Legacy. Michael Jordan, certainly a more easily relatable screen presence, and I think most people like the first movie better. Bugs Bunny, same magnitude and same dazzling and irresistible charisma. But, okay, Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James passed on an opportunity to compete in the Olympics on Team USA, but his media company is still weighing in on the Tokyo Games from afar, blasting the International Olympic Committee for banning protests on the medal stand. James played for three Olympic teams, but declined to make the trip to Tokyo this summer, telling media last month that he would focus on playing for the Toon Squad. That's the squad with Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Pie and Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and Wile E. Coyote and Yosemite Sam. The cartoon team he is leading in Space Jam 2 rather than the Olympic squad. By the way, it's been very profitable. It's been a successful movie. And it's not a completely terrible movie, just a kind of terrible movie. James, who is known for taking public political positions, particularly over the last several years, couldn't resist commenting on political protests that are expected to pepper the Tokyo Games, his company, The Uninterrupted, which he shares with Maverick Center, blasted the Olympic Committee's decision to continue to bar athletes from protesting or making political statements on the medal stand, even though the IOC lifted its ban on athlete protests elsewhere. So long as they do not interrupt competitive play. Quote, Rule 50 is a rule in the Olympic Charter that bans any kind of demonstration and prohibits any opinionated political, religious propaganda, or racial propaganda at the Olympic site in 2021, the uninterrupted said on Twitter Friday. The only time an athlete is able to speak freely is at a press conference and to the media, but not on the Olympic podium when the world is watching. Simply put, we see this as a way of silencing voices. And as advocates for athlete empowerment, we take a stand against it. Rule for the IOC 50 previously banned all forms of political protest during the Games. After consideration, they lifted the ban, allowing some forms of protest, but not on the medal stand. And it seems to me that that is, of course, reasonable. Because when you're on the medal stand, you are representing the people who sent you there. They are paying all your expenses. They have given you this great opportunity to be on the world stage. And you're representing your country. And lots of patriotic people who don't necessarily want to see you trash your country. I don't recall, with all of the dictatorial and awful countries that exist in the world, I don't recall another example of Olympic team members for any country standing up against the nation that sent them there. And I know that there have been controversies involving some of the Iranians who have been ordered not to compete in anything in which someone Jewish might be present. But the best answer to this came from an NFL Hall of Fame football player, and you know who it is, Herschel Walker, who may give in to President Trump's urging that he should run for the U.S. Senate. I think he'd be a formidable Senate candidate and give the Republicans a real chance of winning back that seat. In any event, Herschel Walker is a former Olympian. Now, not that they have football as a sport in the Olympics. They don't. You know what? He was on the bobsled team. And now, seriously, he was on the U.S. Olympic bobsled team in the 1990s. He said his time as an Olympian made him more patriotic. People think I'm very harsh when I say this. This is the United States of America, and if people don't like the rules here, and there's no doubt we can make some things better, but if people don't like the rules here, why are you still here? Well, yeah, we don't build walls to keep people in. That was what the East Germans did. He goes on and he says, the Olympics are not the right place for U.S. athletes to protest America, since there are foreign athletes who would love to represent the United States of America if they could and live here. It's very sad to me because any other country, I can promise you, they would not be representing that country, he said. I totally disagree with it, but they have the right to do it, even though I think it's wrong. We have to have leaders who are going to stand up and say the right thing. You can feel a certain way, and I think that's great, but this is the United States Olympics. I'm not sure that it's the time or place. The United States Olympics team. He says, when I started seeing the United States flag and started seeing the people, the uniform, all my teammates from all different sports coming into that stadium, it almost brought a tear to my eye when I started thinking of where I grew up as a boy in my little hometown. And now, having the chance to represent the United States of America, Walker said, I couldn't have been more proud of anything. I think that's what most Olympians actually feel, whatever their racial background. And this whole idea of needing to take something that is meant to celebrate the United States and to make that controversial. Well, again, another controversial story from the world of sports. There are new NFL rules that could actually determine who gets into the Super Bowl and more. Dr. Fauci talks about those new NFL rules regarding the COVID-19 virus on clip 4.
Today, the NFL is making big news sending a clear message to teams and players. If they don't get vaccinated and if there's a cancellation of the game, there could be financial penalties. What do you make of that move by the NFL?
I think the NFL is sending a very strong signal that it's very important to get vaccinated. If you want to play football and you want to do it in a way that you feel unrestricted and not worrying about any penalties, you just get vaccinated, because they're saying that if unvaccinated people get infected, there are going to be consequences.
When an organization as big as the NFL sends a message like that, what do you think that does for other organizations and businesses?
I think that gives them the impetus to do the same sort of thing. And I think you're going to be seeing that there will be local mandates, be they from colleges and universities or places of business, that there will be pressures for people to get vaccinated.
Okay, and at least at one stage of its development, that new NFL rule meant that if there was a game couldn't be played because of the infection of some of the participants, of some of the team members, that a team could even be made to forfeit. It would be counted as a loss in their record, which is a pretty severe penalty for any football team, player, or fan. The whole idea of moving forward, the world seems to be on the brink of being dragged back into the nightmare of the early days of the pandemic. And there are actual riots, protests. We think we have disagreements here, and we're having problems getting our population vaccinated. You're going to hear some of the context about protests and unwillingness and self-destructive stubbornness around the world coming up.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved Show, there are so many controversies in the country right now, so many divisions, and all along somewhat unpredictable lines. But one thing that I thought I would be hearing more about this week would be the fate of those ailing, many of them have COVID-19, runaway Democrats from Texas. And, I mean, honest to goodness, do I think every single change that was made in the Texas election reform law that was sponsored by Republicans and signed by Governor Abbott, at least it would be signed by Governor Abbott if they ever got it through the legislature and if the runaway representatives came home. But do you remember the way that this was referred to, like the end of the world? Well, here is the worst possible analogy. It's from a member of the state legislature, a state representative named Gina Hinojosa. And she was doing a podcast interview, and this is clip 11. And she said this about the ongoing, never-ending, perhaps, dispute about the Texas election reform law. Listen.
Democracy is under attack, and what we're seeing state by state is an effort to do what insurrectionists weren't able to do on January 6th, and that's deny the will of the voters. And so now they're going state by state and systematically trying to pass legislation that limits access to the ballot box. So they're essentially denying the voice of the voter, the voice of Americans. And it's an attack on democracy. And so we've decided this is the hill we're going to die on. You know, we've lost all those other fights. But this one, we will do everything in our power to win because this is our foundational right. Without the right to vote, you don't have any other rights, right?
Okay, there is no aspect of this law. None. And I would challenge her. Come on the show and talk to us, Representative Hinojosa. You have nothing else to do right now. You're hiding out in Washington, D.C. Talk to us. Tell us, what is the area in which the right to vote is being taken away? It isn't. But the analogy she draws, she says this is the same thing that the people were trying to do on January 6th. And January 6th, they were trying to take government out of the hands of the public and basically put it into the hands of the mob. because basically the side that they were for had used the courts. It had used the elected representatives of Congress and state legislatures and federal officials. And they couldn't work with any of it. They were not trying to take away the right to vote. They were trying to take away the government's ability to function. And I think that people are right, Democrats and Republicans, to take the January 6th events very seriously. But to now compare them to a situation where they are not doing anything unusual. It's the Democrats who are doing something unusual. The Republicans are introducing legislation. They've drafted it carefully. They've passed it through committee. They've passed it through the one house of the legislature, through the state Senate. And now they're trying to pass it. Where is there a disrespect for democracy in any of this? It's outrageous. Randy in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show.
Yes. Earlier, a woman from Washington called, said she was a conservative, referring to vaccines, and it came down to if you people didn't get, well, the way I interpret it is if you didn't get vaccines, well, no school attendance, maybe lose your job, so on and so forth. Well, I just remember there was a vaccine when I was in the military for anthrax. Well, the people that refused to get those shots, they end up, or whatever it was, they ended up being discharged from the military. Ended up they weren't allowed to voluntarily not take a shot. But this anthrax had serious side effects, and a lot of people became debilitated because of that. And so the idea.
Okay, I don't know the history. I don't know the history of anthrax vaccines, but I think, look, we have a history, as I mentioned, going all the way back to the Revolutionary War and George Washington, of keeping troops safe by getting them vaccinated. So I don't know about the side effects with the anthrax vaccines. I don't know, when was this? Was this in the 50s, 60s?
Gulf War. I was in. I know about it. I talked to guys that came back, and they had serious problems because of that vaccine.
Well, again, and I'm sure that has been worked out. It says here on my screen now, information. In 1998, the Clinton administration required the inoculation of all military members with the anthrax vaccine, known as anthrax vaccine absorbed, AVA. And by the trade name Biothrax. In June 2001, the DOD halted vaccinations due to non-FDA approved changes in Bioport's manufacturing process. Okay. How does that relate to this, Randy?
Well, I think it relates as far as, you know, people maybe not wanting to get a vaccine. It's already shown that the government sometimes makes mistakes. And I just know these people in the military had their careers ruined, had side effects, or other ones that actually took it got sick.
Are you suggesting that because something happened that was inappropriate or destructive with the anthrax vaccine in 1998, that means that a vaccine now dealing with the worst pandemic in 100 years?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I can just see why some people wouldn't want to take that and have distrust of the government. I mean, I'm
okay, but again, guess what? When you volunteer for the military, and we have an all volunteer military now, you're not drafted into the military. You volunteer. You basically give them the power of life and death about making decisions for you. And the same way that you cannot in the military say, you know, I really don't think I want to take that that vaccine. You can't say, I really don't think I want to go on that assignment. Can't do it. And this is one of the things that I thought our caller Kirsten was making. It was a brilliant point, which is that we have a collapse of authority in the United States. People who basically don't recognize that when you become a cop, when you become a soldier, when you become a teacher, when you become a doctor, when you become a medical worker, when you become a restaurant worker, you're giving certain power to your bosses. If you want to run a restaurant and you want to make sure that everybody who works at that restaurant is vaccinated, I don't think that violates any civil rights law I've ever heard of, or labor law. On the terms of violating laws, there's no law against sequels in Hollywood. Even when the sequel tries to replace Michael Jordan with LeBron James. Space Jam, A New Legacy, playing now in theaters and online across the country.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Basketball superstar LeBron James wants to rescue his son, who's been trapped by a rogue algorithm played by Don Cheadle, inside a high-tech world called the Serververse. But the only way to achieve that noble goal is to team up with classic Warner Brothers cartoon characters, including, well, you know who, in Space Jam, A New Legacy, playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max.
What is this? I'm a cartoon?
What's up, Doc?
This whole kooky confection is, of course, based on the 1996 version of Space Jam that featured another basketball legend named Michael Jordan, who didn't try nearly as hard as LeBron when it comes to acting range, and that doesn't really work in LeBron's favor. The sentimental scenes of father and son reconciliation are neither funny nor touching, though some of the silly gags are intermittently amusing. It's rated PG, 2 stars for Space Jam, A New Legacy, where it's hard to conceive that they mount another lame sequel. And on the Michael Medved show, there is a fascinating piece by David Frum, who, of course, was a speechwriter and presidential aide to President George W. Bush, about vaccinated America turning on unvaccinated America. Could that go too far? We'll be speaking with David Frum about that. We'll also be speaking with Henry Olson of the American Enterprise Institute, who says we don't have one Republican Party anymore. We have 5 of them. 5! Count them! And they're at war with each other. So which one is likely to win? Plus another analysis about what's ailing America. The idea we have just too many elections. We need to cut down on the number of elections and the time we give to them. How? We'll talk about that next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.